behavior, and who are the doctoral students who did the field work. We'll provide you some background on the initiative countries, which were Zambia, South Africa. After describing our evaluation methods, we will spend discuss next steps in the evaluation. Implemented in Kenya, Benin, South Africa, and Zambia, and the investigation, prosecution, and adjudication of GBV. For this evaluation, our countries, and to provide some recommendations, context of gender-based violence are essentially comprehensive care centers for gender-based violence in South Africa. There were also laws prohibiting Zambia then in South Africa. And there had been previous small-scale efforts by local. Finally, in Benin, there had been, and in Benin, there were laws. Now we will go over the implementation to establish one-stop shop centers known as traditional focus in all 9 provinces. They strengthen the sexual offenses court and aim to build the capacity. And the project also provided grants to NGOs, otherwise known as ASAZA. The implementing partners were care. Focus of the project was in 7 districts, which are and conducted community awareness events, established coordinated response centers for Pathfinder International and population. For the activity speaking out against gender-based violence, care and support of survivors, the project promoted existing and new. The project had a national focus, mass media campaign, and community sensitization sessions. And lastly, the care and support layer.
All right, now we began by developing legal, cultural, and programmatic environments. Others as well as beneficiaries perceived strengths and challenges, attitudes towards gender-based violence, as well as perceptions surrounding strengths and challenges, which are the most fruitful for making a structured interview guide. And using this interview guide, in-depth interviews and focused group discussions as a breakdown of the sample that we worked with for this evaluation, partners, NGO and CBO implementing partners groups in Kenya. We are working with 61 trans, 1 to 1.5 hours. So we really have quite a bit of rich data to content, looking for patterns in the data and also looking at data quality, which were country specific. And we, as I said, identified emerging themes, interpreted the themes within and
We're going to focus on strengths and challenges of each of these from Kibera, Kenya. In terms of the awareness and strengthen their abilities to manage cases, messages were tailored to a locally branded slogan, Sita Kimia, which they also produced a local film that helped community networks and structures were mobilized to implement the awareness community-based organizations and networks. Awareness and knowledge around laws, points of service, speaking out about cases, and there was a reduction in many of the facilitators cited a number of difficulties. And they were not always equipped to complete their project tasks when they also needed limited branding materials. And facilitators were given, also, messages were not always acceptable. The project also all of the villages. Territory nature of Kibera, many who were sensitized have, are to promote effective gender-based violence audiences and population. They should fire population, not only women. In order to based on the challenges with participants to reinforce these messages, perpetrators accountable increased, and some in Kibera so that they were more supporters included cases court, and respondents cited how court and with regards to the difficult to police difficult police as unsupportive of serve as witnesses in court. As we activities under this aspect of the project. Many of the respondents also laws and other gender equality and advocacy efforts of local change agents, community-based groups that provide legal assistance. The Gender-Based Violence Recovery Center at Kenyatta National cited how the project increased staff sensitization as well as regards to the community-based services offered, having a referral mechanism, and women in the project were sustained after establishing a one-stop shop model at Kenya. Not all services at the center were free, and many of the survivors could not. The Doctors Without Borders Clinic.
and with regard to the perception of violence as a domestic issue impeding, and in light of these strengths and challenge support, was successful in achieving high awareness coverage and sessions. Participants also, survivors were highly aware of the effective tailored messaging presented on themselves. And this often included messages focused on women's rights. And this were some populations that were not fully engaged messaging. Men and boys often felt overlooked. Community values, particularly surrounding enforced laws and to encourage case reporting. So the norms surrounding gender and gender-based violence, to be attitudes toward forces of law and their locality in the project, but also as beneficiaries of the project. And this may be gender-based violence law, which was passed during the project period, and these legislators. And then beneficiaries also. There were, however, on the police manner of dealing with perpetrators is often in sites there was a perception of corruption. This is a violence in the first place. There were additionally cultural, even once cases were reported to the police, and undesirable contact to access the legal system. It may be important to promote norm transformative communication provided by the project. The project was participants perceived that survivors were highly NGO project agents in shoes in the local referral mechanisms, continued care difficulties. There, these referrals continued to be a barrier, necessary evidence of rape to survivors by the project. And finally, so based on these reporting and, of course, to improve autonomy in general, to encourage case reporting and to prevent in remote rural areas and accessible at a more local level so that all women findings will discuss some overarching recommendations. So for awareness raising, it should address locally based systems of comprehensive care and
the work that we've done on the, and this will be available in August. It will have rich descriptions from there as well as other things with partners in the countries, either by telephone, a very user-friendly folder, which will start for, and the results were. So you can type in your questions, and we will field them to the best of our.
The services at Kenyatta National Hospital health service component was very much shortened. So gender-based violence recovery center itself was not able with mental health. If a survivor comes in to the one-stop gender-based violence recovery center at Kenyatta National Hospital. So we received a few approach to be successful, and the other question is about is really for to have all the servant when there's high bureaucratic processes, and so the key is really to integrate all the National Hospital. It's really key for them to in there to and the seeking psychosocial support, and that can be very intimidating, and lines can be very long, and then staff who can direct them to the next.
So we had another question on a large scale prior to the WEDGI project that were spread out nationally.
Will be revised given the evaluation findings that gender, the men and boys engagement was really just about getting them to this, and they were there to not as many men were as reached key issues that they would have.
Awareness around gender and gender-based violence, and definitely that the recommendations yielded.
And how issues of sustainability would be addressed. Part of, but I don't know of anything specific and good projects in this area.
We have one question about whether the country search, we didn't access any of those in the report.